Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd is a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. And I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
American Top 40. Great Scott!
No, Biff. You leave her alone.
Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
$2.
Well, it's funny. See, my mom had to leave early to take my brother to school and my dad to work because...
$2. Cash.
Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar?
I don't know. I don't have any.
No children?
No elephant books.
Two men enter, one man leaves. Two men enter, one man leaves.
You think I don't know the law? Wasn't it me who wrote it? And I say that this man has broken the law. Right or wrong, we had a deal.
Chicks cannot hold a smoke. That's what it is.
You through?
How many is that?
That's seven, including the one when we first came in and you asked Mr. Vernon here whether Barry Manilow knew that he raided his closet.
Now it's eight. You stay out of it.
Excuse me, sir, it's seven.
Shut up, Pee-wee.
Okay, I'll talk. In third grade, I cheated on my history exam. In fourth grade, I stole my Uncle Max's toupee and I glued it on my face when I played Moses in my Hebrew school play.
The master will kill you for this, but not fast. Slowly. Oh, so slowly.
I know you are, but what am I?
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Smooth and silky.
Smooth and silky like a baby girl's panty.
Like you're using mane and tail shampoo.
Mane and tail shampoo? Isn't that for horses?
It was, but everybody used it in the 80s until their hair
like
fell out.
Like you're using baby oil.
You remember
to
that?
Beat off.
The mane and tail?
Yeah.
When all the girls were using
mane
and tail.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah. And it was killing their hair. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That was in the 80s, right?
Now they're all bald.
80s, early 90s, yeah.
Now they're all bald bitches?
Yeah, you're going to the tanning bed using mane and tail.
Nice. Hey, welcome to episode 85. 85, yeah. 85. Episode 85 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews, joined as always by Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Stephanie Swain.
What's up?
And no fucking Ira this week.
Fucking Ira.
Effing Ira.
Fucking Ira. You can't say fucking.
I'm saving it.
For what?
I'm using word economy.
Oh, word economy, okay.
Hello, darlings.
Hello, darlings. Hey, last week we had a great show.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun, and we talked about the Burger Box giveaway.
It's pretty cool.
And we've
they
had
believe in us.
Tons of entries, actually two. We had two, and we also...
Two from the non-Patreons.
Right.
The Patreons are all...
Yeah, two from the non-Patreons. Let's see, and one... No, wait. Duh. Let's see. Let's go through the list real quick. by the way, while we're doing it now, yeah, right? We'll do it live, right? Yeah. We'll do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
They deserve it.
Here's Sting and his new song. Fuck it. All right. Thank you to our Patreons. You guys produce this show. You got Wendy Muller, Chris Colhard, Mac Kennan, Zach Pittman, JB, Luke Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, Garrett Kimble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales. I can't roll my tongue.
Beth Van Elswick's supposed to be in there, too. Then those other two are the two people that wrote iTunes reviews.
Oh, yeah. Beth Van Elswick, Pac John, and Banky is Brody Man. So I guess that's some sort of reference to Kevin Smith movies.
You think that's Dustin Lawler?
Dustin Lawler. Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Is that Dustin Lawler?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll find out. But before we get to that, we've got to read the reviews, and I will do that in a second. But okay, so you go to burgerbox.com/page.
Burga.
Yes. burgabox.com/pages/labyrinth.
You can leave out the pages now.
Shut up. Shut up. burgabox.com/labyrinth. You get a $45 trial box, and that offer is up, and it's good for all your radios, not just Patreons. But what we would like you to do is sign up for the Burger of the Month.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to yell at you, Jeff. Do you hate me now?
Yep.
All right. So last week in episode 84, we said, you know, if you go online, go to iTunes and leave us a review, we would throw you in a hopper with all of our radios, which all of our Patreon patrons. Yeah, that makes sense. Patreon patrons. So, yeah, we got 20 people, all their names in a hat. Jeff, by the way, found what'd you find? You found a name picker, right?
It's a random name picker, yeah.
All right. Steph, you want to go over there and make sure he's not cheating and not just picking a name?
What all is he picking? He's picking his nose and his butt.
Well, I want to see the random.
I've already hit it like a bunch of times, so.
All right. Well, this is the official one. Stephanie's the witness. Jeff, right. Go ahead and then
just push it. Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to touch your
It's got jizz on it.
God knows what that's got on.
Look who won.
Who won?
Amber Gilpatrick.
Amber Gilpatrick, holy congratulations. Crap.
Congratulations, Amber.
So after this episode comes out, Jeff will give you all the details. Right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, yay! Cool. Congratulations, Amber. And we're going to be doing this once a month, right? Or every
week? Yeah, for the time being, we'll give a burger box away every month. So keep the reviews coming and sign up for Patreon, even the $1 level.
Even a dollar, man. Yeah. All right. So we got two reviews, and then I'm going to read the Burger Box information. Great podcast. 5 stars by banky.iz.brodyman. He left this on June 24th. Let's see. He didn't specify a voice, so I'll just do. Who should I do?
Is that if it's Dustin Lawler?
I don't know if it is, but all those Kevin Smith references in the name.
Well, I was going to say, shout out to him, if it is him, for doing those very cool rape house.
Yeah.
The rape house.
Those are great.
It's a rape house.
And the vamp once bitten mashup with Grace Jones in the place of Lauren Hutton. I loved that. That was fantastic. So if it is you, that's awesome. Then I was going to say you could do it as Jim Carrey, any Jim Carrey.
I don't do Jim Carrey.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Don't do Jim Carrey.
You don't do Fire Marshal Bill?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Fine.
Well, Jesus, God.
I know what he looked like.
You can't do Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. I'll see if I'd be able to try. Okay. Well, I'll do the older Jimmy Stewart when you would see him on the Tonight Show and he was slower and he talked like this. Okay. I have followed Tim since the old show. Love the podcast. You hear the real Tim? Also love the rest of the team. You guys are great. Keep it up.
Oh, it's up.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we have one from Pac John. He's definitely a big fan. He came on June 10th. And he says, yeah, I've listened to every single episode and enjoy Tim and the gang more than ever.
Yeah, come on.
If you're tired of hearing politics and just want to chill with the fun and interesting banter from this group of four friends. Cut. Tune in. Yeah, sometimes it's just three because that F and I are so busy. This review might be better if Tim could read it in the Southside Steve voice. Tim, Steph, Jeff, and I love y'all. Yeah, come on. Now, I don't normally do that, but for a radio, I'll do that.
Thank you so much, though, to both of our reviewers.
Both 5-star reviews.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, all right. So now listen. We want to let all of you guys know that if you want to try out a trial Burger Box, just go to that link. And that link again, Jeff, right, is?
It's Burga, B-U-R-G-A, box.com/labyrinth.
All right.
And, you know, they don't figure you're going to get in on the burger of the month without trying it first. So they want you to get on this trial box for $45.
All right. So what you do is you sign up for the trial box. It's $45 and you get two burgers. You get two heaping helpings of sides, and it's usually macaroni and cheese, right? And other?
Well, you can pick what kind of burger you want. There's a bunch of different ones.
Right.
And we talked about the ones that we got. You got the
hot mess, which mm-hmm. was delicious.
And I had that 420 burger. That was really good.
That thing's piled up with shit.
Right.
And you got what?
I got the All-American.
All-American, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
right.
It's, you know, you're...
But there's a bunch of different ones, and you can try them, and you can pick what macaroni and cheese you want. I had the jalapeno bacon...
I had straight regular macaroni and cheese. It was perfection.
At our house, we had the, the buffalo chicken, and it was amazing. And then,
you get fries, or different kind of fries. You had the garlic parmesan fries, I think.
Yeah, those were awesome.
What kind of fries did I have? Oh, chili cheese fries.
I had the pizza fries.
Yeah. So here's what it is. It's each box comes with a brand new concept burger. You get two burgers per box. New mac and cheese flavor and new fries. With coleslaw and baked beans. The package is normally $59, but you can try it out at a 20% discount using the code Labyrinth. Now, that is, of course, $45. That's the offer. The Burger of the Month Club ships on Tuesday after the 10th of the month each month. So I'm thinking I'm getting those confused here because there's a lot of copy points. But basically, you sign up for the $45 and then you qualify for the 20% discount or something like that. But just go and explore.
Oh, they don't figure you're going to just join the Burger of the Month Club without trying them first.
Right.
So get that burger. Burger Box from the Labyrinth.
burgabox.com/labyrinth. It's the most exciting meal for burger lovers across the country. This is not for the occasional burger lover, and it's made for the hardcore burger lovers out there who want to try new things and push the limits of the burger.
It'll push your limits.
And these burger of the month things, they're going to be like a new burger, a new mac and cheese, new kind of fries like every single month. So
Burger Box does not have a safe word. So just dive in. It's not going to cry. It's not going to get upset. It's not going to leave you. Well, it will leave you eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Just put on your pajamas. You know, put on something nice and loose and then just sit back
and enjoy.
Go retard.
I ate my Burger Box for 4 days straight. Like
I chomped mine down. It was great. So there's that Burger Box.
Steph and I talked about it. We're going to try, and between the two of us, one of us is going to hook Ira up with some.
He can totally have my Burger Box. He can totally have mine.
Yeah, he said he wanted it.
He can have it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Ira deserves it.
Ira deserves it. Yes. We love you, Ira. Fucking Ira.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the thing and the thing. All right, let's get started.
Yeah.
Did anybody have a chance to listen to the Tim and Shani B experiment?
I listened to some, but I didn't hear Ira calling in, but I heard some of you guys' calls about the Smoking the Bandit thing.
Yeah, Ira called in. He was our first caller.
Oh,
he was first caller because I tuned in a little late.
My whole plan was to listen to it today because I hate commercials. So I was going to listen to it today via podcast, but you don't have it uploaded yet.
Well, Shani B edited it today, and we're not going to upload it this time in the Von Hessler Doctrine feed. We're creating our own podcast feed through WSB, and we're going to I believe we'll be on the app, and we are working on getting a Facebook page set up. But we are definitely going to be filling in for Mark Arum on July 12th from 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay, cool.
And
what day of the week is that?
That is a Wednesday.
Cool.
So I thought we were going to do 13th and 14th, which means I still get to go see Sturgill Simpson on Friday the 14th. But anyway, yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, you are going to see that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Can't wait. We did our show. We did a 1 to 3 on a Sunday, and we pretty much did like a pop culture type of show, but it was mostly about movies shot in Atlanta. Not the ones, like you go everywhere today, and you can see those little yellow signs, and you know, and you can find out.
From the Avengers downtown right now.
But this was from the 70s and 80s when classic movies were shot here. So we talked about Cannonball Run was shot here, Gator, Deliverance, and, of course, Smoking the Bandit. It's 40th anniversary.
A lot of Burt Reynolds flicks.
Seeing a theme here?
Yeah.
He loved it here so much he bought a big-ass mansion.
Out in Loganville.
And all the callers.
Where's Loganville?
Yeah. Where's Loganville? A lot of the callers, you know, they were at different things. Like when the plane landed in Cannonball Run, that was in, I think, Cartersville. It might have been Conyers. I don't remember.
I heard you talking to some guy that watched one of the jumps, maybe.
Yeah, he saw the original jump.
Yeah, my boss lives in the subdivision that they built around Terra Estates.
Yeah.
She lives in there.
That's nice.
Around where he used to live.
Well, that's cool, you know, and we got tons of calls, and it was a Sunday afternoon, so thanks. If you're listening to this and you listen to that, thank you very much. And again, we will be on the air Wednesday, June 12th, July 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m., filling in for Mark Arum. And as I'm looking at the show document that we put together every week, Jeff put a picture of Allison Brie. It's a GIF, and her shirt getting ripped open. GIF, GIF, whatever. It's her
from Community.
I know. They're ripping her shirt open and her titties are popping out.
That was me because I was a little upset.
Steph was mad because Annie from Community showed her boobs in Glow, my staff pick last week.
I didn't like it.
So your staff pick. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I like the show.
Why'd you make a staff pick and then you didn't watch it?
Well,
it hadn't premiered yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I like the show is very good. I just did not. I don't like her showing her boobs.
Is it a series?
But that's
It's 10 episodes. It's a 30-minute, and it's a lot in the vein of like Louie or Baskets, where it's not a laugh out loud.
It's a dramedy.
Yeah, but it's really good. And Marc Maron is awesome as the sleazy manager of the wrestlers, and it's yeah, I mean, it's very gritty. I mean, but I don't know. I liked it.
Most importantly, Allison Brie's tits.
Yeah.
Now, does she get fully nude, or is it like a faraway side shot where she's on top of some dude? Because you sent a clip from it.
I didn't. That was Jeff. That was just pervy ass.
It bothered you, and then Jeff, you know, investigated it further. Is it worth watching? Is the end good?
Yeah. Some good end. It's a possibility. It's far away.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, are they bouncing?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
And why did it bother you so much?
It goes on for quite a while.
Why did it bother you so much?
Because I don't like her like that. I mean, I'm sexist in the sense that I think of her as like a good girl.
Right.
She's like a Jennifer Aniston.
That gif I posted was from Community.
But that's as far as she normally would go.
Right.
Right. You know, just ripping her shirt open
and branching out.
Showing her bra. Yeah.
It just wasn't necessary, I guess.
You don't think so?
It was necessary.
And I read up about it. I think it's the only time I'm going to have to deal with it, though, in this whole thing. It's just this first episode. She takes off her shirt whenever she's changing at the beginning, and then there's later when she's riding some dude, and it goes on and on. It goes on and on for a while.
So you only watched one? How many? You can watch them all in a row, right?
I just watched the first episode. I just didn't have time to keep going.
Okay, so
but
there's
I will
a possibility there'll be
it.
More.
No, there's not, because I read about it today, because I was upset about
what
it,
about
and
that
it doesn't
hot,
look like I'm going to deal with it.
Hot blonde doctor from Nurse Jackie, is she going to be naked?
I don't know.
Edie Falco?
No.
Oh.
The blonde girl from Nurse Jackie. She was a doctor.
I don't know.
You should watch the show, though. I really think you'll like it.
All right, I'll watch it.
Well,
I'll see if my wife will watch it with
me.
That way
like
I won't feel creepy when
it's good.
I'm touching my bone.
Yeah, since they canceled that other show you guys were watching.
No, you know, of course, Neil was like, whenever she showed her boobs, you know, because you know how you freaks are, especially about one that's never showed her boobs. He was like, oh my goodness. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then when you left, he's like, yeah. Allison Brie.
Steph, I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, so what was the name of that show? Girl Boss got canceled.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald was the only reason to watch that show. And so...
to see him as Pigeon on the Tyson Mysteries.
That's better anyway. But I quit watching it. I think Caitlin did too. What show did we try out? We tried out The Mist. I don't know if she's going to continue watching it, but I thought it was fucking horrible.
I
watched the whole first episode.
Terrible.
I watched the entire first episode, and I literally hate every single person on that show. I hate them.
Why do you hate them so much?
They're all terrible actors. They're all horrible to look at.
Not the lady from...
The lady from 6 Feet Under is the most desirable and attractive person on
What's
that
her
show.
Name? What's her
Ruth,
name?
Ruth, the old lady from Six Feet Under.
What's her real name?
I don't know. Frances Conroy.
That's right.
That's it, yeah.
She's like 110 years old, and she is the most attractive person on that show.
Yeah, it's a dumbass fucking show. Although, you know who's in it?
Oh, well, you know. But is it worth the watch for him?
No.
No.
I'll just wait till he comes back on Atlanta as Glover's dad next
season. Well, I'm terrible with not remembering his name. So, yeah, I sampled a couple of those. I did not like The Mist at all.
Oh.
Sad, though, because I love that story. And the movie's not half bad.
The movie's decent, both of them.
Except for the movie has a different ending from the book.
Yeah, but it wasn't a bad ending.
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was a nice little twist.
Yeah. God, such horrible acting. That army guy, that when he runs into the cop station.
Yeah, terrible.
He's like, his hands shaking like he's jerking off.
And
then the cop's like, oh, we're going to beat up this black guy because he came into our station.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's so stupid.
And they didn't even show the fucking monsters yet.
Right.
You don't even know what they are.
Oh, so it's just going to go on like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, I'm not going to fuck with it then.
I'm Stephen King, and I love it. Just keep giving me money. You can make whatever shitty version of my shit you want to make.
Why do they do that? I mean...
Are you watching Bloodline?
Bloodline? I finished it. Remember I told you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Man, what...
Did you finish it?
No, I'm not even into it. Boring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been boring, but...
Oh, it gets really bad.
Yeah, I'm just sick of this family. They're all just fucking losers.
It just gets way worse.
Not interested. So no, I'm not going to finish it. I mean, I'll watch it when she's watching it. But
well, what did you guys think of the Fargo season finale?
Well, before we get to the Fargo,
oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to like take the lead.
No.
Oh, I thought we were just passing the.
No, we are.
The baton.
I was
going to
talk about Blood Drive first.
I'm sorry.
Blood Drive episode 2. Did you guys check it out?
Awesome.
Yep.
So freaking awesome. I loved whenever she said, "I'm so hungry I could eat a dick," and then later on,
literally,
did she
ate
eat a dick?
Dick?
She didn't even know it.
Christina Ochoa, who plays Grace.
Oh, that's her name.
Yeah, Christina Ochoa. She's a very attractive young lass.
Yeah, she is very attractive.
Badass. I like the fact that they let the women be sexy, but yet they're tough.
Yeah, she calls him Bambi.
Yeah.
Whatever, Bambi.
I was noticing that, you know, in this age of, well, everybody's beautiful. They have hot chicks, but they're still strong and, you know, fit that feminist agenda and are ass kickers. She
yeah.
can kick ass.
Yeah.
I also like Alan Ritchson, the guy who plays the cop, Arthur Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
He played Raphael in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aki, whatever, the robot. Her name is Marama Corlett.
Oh, she plays so many different roles.
I know.
She gets the most whatever out of the whole, my God.
And here's the guy I didn't recognize, even though Jeff told me I should. His name is Colin Cunningham. He's Slink.
Right,
Slink is
the main
shit.
Dude. Yeah.
Love it when he bashed that guy's head because he's so full of anxiety.
But before that even happened, when he was sitting there with his little trunk,
yeah.
And he had all of his little shit out and uh-huh. everything. Just that whole little scene.
And he gets the gum.
Yeah.
It's like murder weapons, knives.
Yes.
He takes the gum out. He was on a show called Fallen Skies, and I met him at Dragon Con a few years ago.
Oh, really?
He bummed a cigarette off me outside.
Did his teeth look like that for real?
No.
No.
Well, the fact that they were gonna kill his ass for having the cop be on the show.
Right.
And then, you know, whenever he broke bad and killed that dude, they were like, "Nah,
you're
all
right.
All right.
I loved the scene at the hamburger restaurant where they were making them out of people.
Oh, the burgers are people.
So
yeah.
Gross.
And people.
All of it.
Yeah, but everybody's eating the fucking meat and even yeah. they eat the burger yeah. and then again, she had the corn dog that was a dick.
Oh God.
I particularly liked that the gay couple, the Old Man Hart.
That was so hard to watch. And I had to fast forward through that.
You know, I saw at the beginning of the show there's nudity in this episode. I didn't know it was going to be ass fucking.
Okay.
But I don't care. It didn't bother me.
That one little guy, he's inbred, right? He has to be inbred. Something went wrong.
The scholar?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little inbred.
There's some chromosomes
missing.
He
sure fell in love with Old Man Hart.
Well, who wouldn't? He's so smooth.
Yeah. But... Speaking of smooth, the cop's partner. What's his name?
Yeah.
I think it's Thomas Dominique. That guy is handsome as fuck.
He's very handsome.
And that body? I want a body like that.
Yeah.
I never will.
I
want
to touch him.
I don't want to touch him. not going that far.
Slick him up.
I can say he's handsome. He's very handsome.
He is very handsome. He's built. I can't wait to see what his eyeball is. He's going to look like a robot chicken with this eyeball thing that they're about to do to him. Yeah.
If you guys aren't watching Blood Drive, I think we all say we like it.
But my favorite, you know what my favorite scene was.
Now you tell me.
You know what
the
my
Elvis
favorite
guy
scene.
Getting killed?
Well, the Elvis scene was awesome. That whole direction where the door kept swinging open
yeah.
and you kept seeing it. But my favorite scene was whenever the redneck cannibals were there eating everybody and uh-huh. that one guy comes out and he was like, "Whose truck is that?" And the guy holds up the severed hand and then he comes over and he grabs him and he was like, "You never leave your dog in a car with the windows rolled all the way up." And he just fucking gouges his neck out with those keys.
Yeah, he goes, "Give me your keys."
The best. That should be a fucking PSA. They should run that 24 hours a day for every asshole that leaves their dog in a car and kids too with their windows rolled up. If they actually did that to people for
uh-huh.
fucking doing that shit, that would probably stop.
Oh, wait a minute. I better not leave my dog in here or somebody will stab me in the throat.
Yeah, with a pair of keys.
So... Are we going to continue liking the show until the end of its season?
No doubt, I think. Because look at the next episode.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like Demon Knight.
Yeah, because they're going to a city. Yeah.
With all the shit shooting out of their eyes or whatever.
Yep.
I love it. I think it's crazy. It's just bananas, and it's just so much fun and gross and sick, and I love it.
Are you guys still watching? Jeff, you're not, but are you still watching Twin Peaks?
No.
Because you don't have Showtime.
I don't.
I'm only on episode 6, so we don't need to talk about it. I'm enjoying it. It's just not something
I'm just watching The Glass Box.
What's the... Oh, yeah. Well, you better not look away or the thing will kill you.
I know. I have to keep watching it.
I'm going to have to get Showtime back so I can watch this damn... I'm dying up here. It's killing me because I want to watch it.
I'm behind 1 week on
I'm
that.
I'm behind 2 weeks.
That's a great show.
No, my brother's been texting me about it. He's crazy about it.
Good acting. Yeah, it's really interesting. So.
I think I wasted too much time watching all the entire episodes of Orange is the New Black, so I didn't miss
I've heard
stuff.
That from every bitch in my office that usually obsesses about that show. I've heard them one after the other come in and say, what a fucking turd. They'll never watch it again.
Because of the riot?
That this last season was the worst they've ever had. I noped out like 3 seasons ago.
Yeah, me too. But it's still, Caitlin still watches it.
They're all about that Wentworth show now.
Yeah.
That's the one they all watch.
Oh, Prison Break?
No, Wentworth.
That Australian
chick prison.
I don't know.
They love that shit.
Not into prison shows, really, unless it's Oz.
Yeah.
Okay. Mace Your Balls.
That was
the best line. Moving on to Preacher. By the way, all spoiler alerts.
So you got to watch Preacher. You did.
Yeah, I went home today and watched it after work. Love, 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 love it. And they're starting to get into the source material from the comic book.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing. Dominic Cooper's great as Jesse Custer, Ruth Negga, Tulip O'Hare. Didn't she just win an Oscar or something? Or
she was nominated.
For Loving.
Yeah.
Joseph Gilgun is Cassidy. Graham McTavish is the cowboy saint of killers. He's been in a ton of movies. I love seeing, you're not going to see much of him, Glenn Morshower, who played Preacher Mike.
Oh, he was so
good. Yeah, he was great.
He was in Bloodline.
Yeah.
And he was also in 24. Remember, he was the Secret Service agent who ended up marrying the Nixon-like presidents.
He always reminds me he would be like Jim Gaffigan's brother.
Yeah, he does kind of look like that. Yeah. But I love that guy. And anything he's in, I'll probably, I like that guy. I'll keep watching.
He's a great character actor.
But what an opening, huh?
Yeah, the opening, just the whole Come On, Eileen thing.
Yeah.
And just how they flipped it to be like a grindhouse picture. Mm-hmm. The shooting of it was all grainy and
all
shit.
That blood. Yeah. And when the cops pull him over and
his head's just starting exploding and shit. That was great.
Extremely bloody.
Oh, and she had to siphon the gas with the intestines.
Yep.
That was nice. And then how she had to get the blood. Of course, Cassidy would know how to get the taste of blood out of your mouth with hot sauce and Yoo-hoo.
Mm-hmm. Trust me. that show is amazing, and I totally forgot it was starting, so I'm glad my DVR didn't.
And then we got a new episode tonight.
That's right.
And Talking Preacher after.
Okay.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yep.
Wasn't that last night, too?
Nope, just that tonight after.
Is that every week?
I don't think so. I think it's probably just going to be for the premiere, maybe the finale. All
right.
And so they're looking, so God is missing, basically, because people have been asking for help for God, and he's not answering their prayers.
Right.
And Preacher Mike, he had noticed this, right? Because he'd been, I guess, trying to talk to God, and God's not listening to him. And he's got, because he does this thing with the girl in the cage with the thing.
Right.
And they're like, why? And what did he say? What did he say would be a better way? And he was like, I do cage with the tarp on it. So don't fucking tell me how to do my shit. This is how I do it.
Right.
Which I thought was great. But, and so then the Saint of Killers is trying to stop them from finding God, right?
Trying to kill him.
Because
I don't know what his motivation is. He gets something if he kills him.
Well, yeah, those two guys went to hell to recruit him, right?
Right, but he gets to become like the angel of death or something if he kills the preacher.
Well, he's the cowboy right now. Maybe he becomes the saint of killers I don't know. I don't remember the comic book all that much, which is great because I get to you know, see it all again. But I saw in the previews it got Hitler and the old man with one eye. Whose name? I don't remember it.
I never read the comics. This is all new to me.
And Arseface will be back, so that's
good.
Cool.
Yeah, that's good.
So you think your buddy will be back?
I don't know.
Who's your buddy?
W.O. Brown?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the sheriff.
Yeah.
That would be great. I wish Jackie Earle Haley could come back somehow. God, I miss him.
I loved him.
And the fact that none of them, they don't know that the town is blown up. They still don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering what is going to happen when they finally figure that out.
You're going to go crazy.
Jesse likes to smoke outside a lot. And it seems weird when there's someone like a supernatural assassin after him. Like, you'd think he'd start smoking inside if
dude
was trying to shoot you.
Yeah, well, the Genesis voice really wasn't working on him at the end.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah.
He worked on those people. Move.
An old girl at the Shishi Club.
Yeah.
But she didn't really tell him anything. Mm-mm. Only that you'll shit yourself and God loves jazz music, yeah. Which I've never seen a strip club where they strip to a freaking really sweet jazz band.
You never will.
Very cool.
You never will. I don't imagine that you would. So Preacher.
No, they have a live band over at Flashers.
Yeah. They do? Well, Flashers even still open?
I have no idea. I
haven't been there in a long time.
I love it when they bust it open to Coltrane.
Yeah. Ugh. No, they just play Kenny G and Spyro Gyra. Better stripper music. Well, I mean, because you know it. It's not freeform. So Preacher, everybody likes that one. Thumbs up. So.
Totally love it.
Toots love Preach. All right, now we can talk about Fargo.
I'm so sorry.
Fargo, season 3, season finale, shit to bed. I hated it. Jeff liked it.
I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
The thing is, the entire season has been filled with good acting, good cinematography, all sorts of interesting things. Good storyline for some of it. But the ending just was depressing to me. It's just boring. And then, we leave it up to your interpretation. Fucking finish the story. I hate this bullshit where it's the destination, it's the journey, not the destination.
Yeah.
I want a journey and I want a destination. And the destination was, well, you figure it out. I don't want to figure it out. Yeah. You tell me, you're the storyteller. Fuck you.
They crammed a lot of crap into the, it was so clumsy. The whole execution of it was so clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you really think about it, they planned the shit for months. They don't do anything about the video cameras.
Right.
They don't show you the whole shootout upstairs, so we get no payoff. You don't get to see fucking Momo or any of them get their desserts. Where the hell did VM go in the elevator?
He got out. He climbed into it and went in the other elevator.
With his old ass.
Yeah.
Well, he's not that old. About
he's, it. He's limber.
But I there was just
how do you say that guy's name? Is it David Thewlis?
Thewlis, yeah. Yes.
Thewlis. He better get an Emmy nomination for that because he did amazing.
He is a very good actor.
Yeah, he is. And
he never turned into a werewolf once. The entire
I know,
time.
And he wasn't trying to. You know, he was trying to teach Ewan McGregor how to make a Patronus.
Oh, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Patronus.
Yes.
I mean, in the end, just
geez.
And that whole flash forward at the end, 5 years, boo, boo, boo.
Yeah,
and
but then, it was funny. It was, how you doing? Good as new. Did they ever explain, and maybe in that podcast that you listen to, what's that called?
Geez.
Did they explain what happened to him, what kind of poison he ingested?
No, they did not. They did not.
What did they think of the ending? Since
they were very unhappy with
it. And what were they unhappy
with?
Very,
very unfulfilled. A lot of the things that we're talking about here and just how they had, Mr. Wrench just show up and shoot him in the thing.
Why did he do that? I mean, 5 years later.
Just revenge for Nikki, what had happened to Nikki.
That was a cool scene.
I mean, it was, but they did point out, which you guys might like this, is you know how they said get the salad out of the fridge, and if you're not from Minnesota or some of these places, you would not realize that Jell-O, that Jell-O mold, is salad up there.
Is the salad, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people might not realize that. They also did not like the ending of it they pointed out something else, too. So Varga's teeth were totally fucked, right?
Yeah, right.
5 years later, he still has those teeth. Those teeth should have long been gone, okay?
Well, that's a good point.
So
do you think at the ending of that was a man going to come and tell her to let him go?
That's what he was telling her, that was what they were leaving it to you, for you to choose your own ending. Did men more powerful than Gloria come to take him away, or was Gloria right? Was he going to go to Rikers?
Was Ray Wise God, or was he Satan?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who knows?
So I don't like having to interpret shit myself.
There was a lot from this last season that was just kind of, when I go back, Amber Gilpatrick, our winner of the Burger Box, if you recall, she called us all out about this many episodes ago,
mm-hmm.
and she did not like it, and she noped out. And we tried to talk her out of it, and now I have to say I think she was right.
Yep, I have to agree with you there.
And there's been a couple of people that I tried to tell me, and I was like, no, and I think it was out of loyalty, and I think it was out of, because there were good performances, and
right.
there was other shit that I liked that kept me going with it, but ultimately, no. When you match it up to season 2, and I know you didn't watch season 1, and when you watch season 1, you're going to be like, for real.
I love season 2, except for the UFO.
Which was weird.
I know. But
yeah, but still. And season 1 had a little weird shit in it, too. But this was a lot
too
much off the grid.
Off the grid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, R.I.P. Fargo.
Yeah.
And Emmett C.
But they say what? He's not going to have anything till what, 2020?
Yeah, something like that.
So do you think Ewan McGregor will get nominated for an Emmy?
Maybe.
Played two roles.
Maybe. And sometimes, and there was points like it was really good.
Yeah.
You know, especially whenever he did the bank thing.
I think if Carrie Coon is going to get nominated for anything, it'll be Leftovers.
Yeah.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead was great, but I don't see her getting nominated. And Shea Whigham isn't going to get anything.
He was so underused. We never went back to him.
No.
What the fuck happened to him?
Right, exactly.
What happened to Winnie?
Right.
They just left a lot of things undone and just did.
Yeah, hurry up and finish because we want to get out of here.
And then, you know, the people on the podcast, and I thought she had a really good point on AG. She said that she would much rather see Fargo in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes it before the smartphones and all the, you know, she don't need all that.
Right.
She likes her Fargo in the past. I kind of agree with her. She'd love to see something with Mr. Rinch, which I also agree with. I think he's very, which, you know, he's actually he's actually deaf in real life.
He's deaf?
He is deaf. He's the deaf.
That's my grandma used to say. What are you, deaf? Hey, kid, are you deaf?
I sent you guys an idea, too, and you guys didn't even respond.
What was the idea?
I said I would like to see them go, like, in the 80s.
Yes.
And have it be, like, where it started after Hanzi picked up Mr. Wrench and Mr. Numbers when they were kids at that ball field.
Mm-hmm.
And have them be, like, teenagers coming up under Hanzi. And then we also get to see Mike Milligan, older, working for that shitty-ass company.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get back out in the field. You know what I mean? Like, he's older, maybe got some gray in his temples and whatnot.
That would be cool.
And then maybe him and Hanzi hook up, and that's how Hanzi takes over that whole fucking operation later on. Because you don't know that. In season one, Hanzi's running the whole damn thing.
Okay.
Later on in the future.
Well, so, I need to watch season one.
And then have it running it, but then have it all take place in the 80s.
But it's not on Netflix or anything. It's in the lake.
Yeah.
Not on Netflix in the lake.
I don't know why they wouldn't do that to you.
Because they're fuckers.
I guess they know you want it bad. You're going to pay to stream it.
I found my pencil.
Oh, no.
There's no eraser. How dare... Look at that. That's bullshit.
I saw somebody posted your dream pencil on Twitter the other day.
I saw that. I followed that guy, and it was... Oh, my God. I got such a nub chub. Jeff, do you ever get a nub chub?
No. You guys got any food? I haven't eaten in, like, 3 weeks. I don't eat a lot to sustain myself. You know, it's a crumb or something, if you got a crumb.
I thought you eat, like, old chicken gizzards that they throw out the back of the Kroger.
I haven't been showing them in the back lately. In the butcher shop, it's been using everything.
Can you just wait till the store closes and then...
No, they know me now. The security guard knows me.
Plus, it's a 24-hour store.
So. Yeah, but, you know, they put the shopping cart in front of the other door when I would usually sneak in. Those bastards. You know what I don't like about Kroger? You go in the daytime, there could be 17 lines. There's only one person working, and they're... They're like missing a hand, and then they got all those, you know, those self-service ones, and then the person there is usually blind, and you know, I just can't stand it. So, what's new in the Red Box this week, Stephanie?
Well, I was checking out this movie, Life. I wasn't sure what that's about.
I forgot who's in Life.
Ryan Reynolds and...
Green Lantern gets into a fight with Shazam, and while they're fighting... Shazam kills the Green Lantern and gets put on trial and ends up serving time with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. They become a prison baseball team, and even though they're really good, they never leave because they're in jail for life for a crime they didn't commit. Rated PG-13.
I thought this was in space.
Life is in space. The space team? Spaceball. But not space balls. It's a space ball team. And they fight in space. And they play baseball. Yeah.
What about this movie, the Lego Batman movie?
It's Batman and Robin versus Bane and Joker in the grudge match for the ages. Listen, my Lego Joker. Why so therapy, Batman? Lego by Lego. And it goes on like that for about 90 minutes.
Lego by Lego.
And then they make a Lego prison and Joker dies. The end. Rated G.
That sounds great. What about Logan?
Logan. Logan is a movie about a young man raised by wolves
who ends up being found by Steve Austin. Now, not the $6 million man. Stone Cold Steve Austin finds him and trains him how to be a wrestler. And then Logan the Wolf Boy becomes a wrestler and ends up fighting Hulk Hogan. And when he loses to Hulk Hogan, Hulk Hogan fucks him. And then Steve Austin releases the tape. And then Gawker publishes it. And then Hulk Hogan sues it. And then he and Logan get married.
Not to be confused with Lucan.
Logan. What's Lucan?
That was an old TV show.
Is that a toilet? You know, the Lucan.
I do not want to see that movie.
Can you tell I didn't write these this week?
I can't tell that I don't want to see, I don't think any of these movies. They all sound terrible.
You know you want to see Logan, you stupid ass.
I do not.
Touch my nub. Touch it.
You don't deserve it. You're not getting the big pencil this
Fine.
Week.
Fine. I'll go find my own pencil.
I have to dig out a donut crumb from the bottom of my purse for you.
I don't want it. I don't want it. You're all gay. Not in a good way. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
I also like Alison Brie's tits. Later.
No.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So, guys, you want to do ADO Labyrinth this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
ADO Labyrinth. Last week we did 1984. We've done 1982. What years did we not do, Jeff?
I think we've only done 84 and 82 so far.
84 and 82. Well, we're going to do 85, then we're going to do 86, 87, 88, 89, then we're going to stop. But I thought, hey, it's our 80s, right? Let's knock all this shit out.
Sure.
And, you know, and we'll take specific things from specific years in the future, and we may go back and do 1980 and 1981. We may.
Right.
Why not, right?
Sure. Fuck it.
Sure. But this time I decided, let's do 1985. And let's kick it off by talking about some of the great films from the 1985 year of that.
Oh, wow.
1985 year of that.
Yes. Now, I didn't list all of them and blah, blah, blah like we did last week. But here, just some of my favorite ones, and you guys just feel free to weigh in. Goonies with Sean Astin, Josh Brolin, and others. Directed by Richard Donner. I know you love this movie.
Of course I love this movie.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sloth, Chunk, Mouth.
Yeah!
ORV. ORV.
The Truffle Shuffle.
Oh, come on. I mean, there's like, what's not to love?
The lady from next week.
What's her name, Jeff?
What was her name?
Martha Plimpton.
No.
Owen. Yeah.
I love that lady. She was great. She had half her tongue missing because of cancer.
Oh, is that why she talked like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then Joey Pants.
Yeah, Joe Pantaleone.
And then what was the other Italian dude?
Ann Ramsey was right.
Ann Ramsey. Joey Pants is in it. Love Joey Pants.
And then the other Italian dude.
Yeah, who?
The one that was doing the opera. Blah, 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 blah. He was always singing the opera to him.
I didn't get that far in the who was in the film. I don't remember.
The big guy.
Yeah, him.
Anyway, that dude. Yeah.
Okay.
But the Goonies.
Cool. And the big guy, the guy who, okay.
Yeah, and then Good Enough. You got the Good Enough for you.
Cindy Lauper, remember the video for that?
Good Enough, hell yeah.
Yeah, all of them were in it. Roddy Piper, Hulk Hogan. Yeah, Good Enough. Wasn't a hit, but whatever.
But it's our time.
It is our time.
Down here, it's our time.
Exactly. The Breakfast Club.
Oh, come on.
Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy, Anthony Michael Hall. All the names that are just dominating the box office today. directed by John Hughes. So this is the year of John Hughes. A bunch of John Hughes films came out. Every year was the year of John Hughes in the 80s, but this is one of the biggest years. Breakfast Club is a movie that I've seen way more than I should have. Every day I would have to do yard work or shit around the house, and our friend Nick would come up to the house, and we would watch either The Breakfast Club or 16 Candles or both.
And you would act out the mantle. You see this? This is what you get for spilling paint in the garage of my house. Act that up.
Yeah, no.
Has Barry Manilow figured out that you're raiding his wardrobe yet?
I'll give you the answer to that question next week. You finished?
Not even close, bud.
So good.
Yeah, I love that movie.
I do too.
Breakfast Club. I'll still watch it.
Oh, yeah. I watch it all the time. If it's on and I'm going through the house, I'll sit down and watch it for a few minutes every time. It's the elephant in the trunk, and you pull the thing, and it's supposed to thing, and it didn't fucking light.
I want to be an airborne ranger. All right. Weird Science, speaking of John Hughes.
Get out of town.
Anthony Michael Hall, Kelly LeBrock, Bill Paxton, the late Bill Paxton.
Oh, God. Such a classic.
Ian Michael Smith, whatever the fuck happened to that guy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
He quit acting or something. Anthony Michael Hall still acts.
Yeah, he's just big and burly now.
Yeah.
He was just in that War Machine movie with Brad Pitt on Netflix.
He did get roided up. He did that season on SNL and then kind of faded away for a minute. And then you saw him in...
Out of Bounds.
Huh?
He was in Out of Bounds. That's when he started getting all beefy and he wasn't cute and skinny and nerdy anymore.
But he was in Edward Scissorhands as well.
Jerk, yeah.
Yeah, as the jerky boyfriend. Tough. Yep. All right. Biggest movie, I would say, of 1985, Back to the Future.
Oh, sure.
That's right. Michael J. Fox stepping out of his Alex P. Keaton role from Family Ties. Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, and, of course, Crispin Glover, directed by Robert Zemeckis. So what's your favorite Back to the Future movie? One, two, or three?
One.
Jeff?
Yeah, I like one the best.
I like two the best.
Take your damn hands off her.
It is the classic one and the best made one, but I like two the most.
Still want to see that version with Eric Stoltz.
They didn't shoot the whole movie in editing.
There's some scenes you could see with Eric Stoltz.
It's so weird to watch those scenes.
Do you remember that Today show that he was on and the lady was asking him about it and he got mad at her? He goes, how would you feel if you got fired from the biggest movie of your life?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Well, then he just went on to do some kind of wonderful.
Eh, I don't like that movie. Commando, we've talked about Commando before. Schwarzenegger, Radon Chong, Dan Hedaya, directed by Mark L. Lester. It's my favorite Schwarzenegger movie. So, you know, Sully, I'm going to kill you last. What happened to Sully? I let him go. European Vacation, which is the weakest of the vacation films. Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, directed by Amy Heckerling.
Pig and a poke. It's fun to be a pig.
Oh, that's John Astin. They won it on a game show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was John Astin. Teen Wolf, Michael J. Fox, and probably... one of his not great movies, but good.
I still liked it.
Yeah, I liked Teen Wolf.
I watched it.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it then. I don't know that I would like it now.
Teen Wolf 2.
No. Nothing. Yes.
Anything with Jason Bateman. Yeah. So here's some other honorable mention films, and you guys shout out, interrupt me whenever you want. Rocky IV.
Oh, that's one of my favorite Rockies.
Really?
Yeah.
Three's the best. I'm not a fan of Rocky
IV. You don't like with the Russian and all that?
I must break you.
I must
break you. The training. Yeah. All right, but three is my favorite.
Three is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Hey, woman. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
I love Mad Max. Yeah.
Two men enter. One man leaves.
Of the whole song. We don't need
another hero.
You think those are fake titties?
Raggedy Man.
The Color Purple, directed by Steven Spielberg.
I love Mama! At the end, every single fucking time I watch that movie, when those kids come back, and then he goes, Mama! It fucking makes me cry every time.
You show is ugly.
Do you do right by me? Everything you do is going to turn to death.
It is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Mask.
Oh.
Starring Cher, Eric Stoltz, and Sam Elliott.
This is billowy, and this is blue.
Yeah.
I just want to get on my motorcycle and go across Europe. We're not going to do that.
Going to Kathmandu.
Sam Elliott's in that movie.
Your kid
looks like an elephant. I like fucking Cher, but he's got a banquet head. Mask. The banquet head. I like the cut of your jib, dude. You got a big head. You sure is ugly. You're almost as ugly as I look without a mustache. Okay, I'm losing the voice. Cocoon with Don Ameche, Wilford Brimley, Hume Cronin, Brian Dennehy.
Before he got diabetes.
Who had? Oh, no, he had diabetes.
Wilford.
He didn't just wake up and went, shit, I got diabetes.
He just didn't attend to it. He just didn't take care of it.
I loved that movie.
I did too at the time.
I didn't even mention the star of the fucking movie. What am I?
The Guten.
Steve Booten.
The Gooty.
Steve Gutenberg and his giant penis.
The Stonecutters.
Giant penis.
Oh, he has a huge dick.
What?
That's legend. Hollywood legend is he has a huge penis.
As big as Huey Lewis?
I don't know about Huey Lewis.
Huey's got a huge hog.
Does he?
He does.
I did not know that.
You got to read Pamela Desbar's book, I'm with the Band.
Christopher Rude one time said to me, we were talking in the hall, and he goes, you ever think that life would have been different if you had a big dick? Like, he goes, life would be different, wouldn't it? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, you'd be a little more confident probably. I'm like, yeah, it's all true. Now leave me alone. Let's see. You know who else was in that? The girl who played Nova in Planet of the Apes. I can't think of her name right now, so I'm just going to opt out of that.
Yeah.
But I did love Cocoon, directed by Ron Howard.
Yeah, who's taken over the Han Solo movie, mm-hmm. which is going to be weird, don't you think?
Yeah, I read something online. Somebody was calling it Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Well, they fired... you know this is going to shit the bed. They fired the directors, and now he's taking over, so it's probably going to be horrible.
Well, they already... Lucasfilm hates the guy that got playing Han Solo.
Yeah.
No, so anyway.
And Lucasfilm didn't like the directors either, but... Right. Oh, well. That'll be the first one to shit the bed. Rambo First Blood Part 2, which I think was one of the first movies. Didn't we see that in the theater?
Probably.
That was still good.
Jeff drove it. Yeah, it was.
Part 2 was still good.
Part 3 sucked.
Yeah.
Better Off Dead, classic.
Oh, God, so many great scenes.
I know.
Every single time they come to the light.
Lane Maya, A Study in Moppishness.
Ira's going to be so mad, because that's Ira's favorite movie, I think, of all time.
$2.
$2.
I know you just broke up, but do you mind if I take Beth out?
Fucking Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky.
Putting his testicles all over me.
This whole, do you imagine the street value of this mountain? It's pure
miles
snow.
Upon miles of snow. Ricky. That guy's a big, big-time producer, director for Disney.
Oh, wasn't he Dennis Blunden on that Howard Hessman show?
Yeah.
Head of the class.
Dan Schneider.
Yeah,
head
of the class, yeah.
Dan the Man Schneider. Google him and you can find out they all think he's a pedophile.
Don't you miss, I miss John Cusack when he was funny, and I miss Tom Hanks when he was funny. I wish they would do comedies again like they did when they were young.
Tom Hanks doesn't have to do comedies now.
I know he doesn't have to. John Cusack
better because his career is...
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, what else do we have here from that year? Just One of the Guys, starring Joyce Heiser and her tits.
Oh, I knew you were going to talk about the tits scene at the very end.
That's the only... Well, it's a good movie. To Live and Die in L.A. with William Peterson and Willem Dafoe.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love that movie, too. It's one of the few... I think Michael Mann directed it, but it's one of those few films that he's done that... No, Michael Mann directed Red Dragon. Never mind. William Friedkin directed it.
Right? Yeah, Exorcist.
Yes. So let's see. What else? Jeff's still leading them. Fright Night with Chris Sarandon.
You know I love that movie.
Amanda Bearse and Roddy McDowell.
I've seen it 100 fucking million
times. I love
times.
That movie. And Chris Sarandon is Susan Sarandon's brother, right?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's her ex-husband.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They were married, but she kept the name after they
divorced. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's a great movie. I like his little Renfeld who lives with him.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sarcastic guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the master will kill you for that. Oh, Brewster, you're so cool.
Roddy McDowell, he's so great.
Yeah, that was his last movie, I think.
Was it?
I don't know if it was the last, but it was getting towards the end.
Yeah,
I loved him so. Amanda Bearse. And we had an argument about this because you tried to say she was hot. And
I didn't say she was hot. I thought she was cute in Fright Night. Cute.
Okay.
Cute, like 1980s cute.
Okay.
Witness with Harrison Ford and Kelly McGillis.
So good.
That's a great movie.
That was like the first real adult movie I watched as a child, and I was really into it.
My family liked going to Amish country back in the day, so I think a year after it came out, in 86, we went down there, and we went on tours, and you could ride on an Amish wagon, and they would show you all the locations.
Puppy mills?
Yeah, puppy mills? They just showed you the places where the film was shot. I don't know about puppy mills. But Danny Glover's in that movie. He's a badass cop in that. I liked his role in that.
Oh, yeah.
He was fucking evil. Let's see. Silver Bullet. Not a huge hit, but a great film.
Great movie.
Gary Busey, Corey Haim. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, the ultimate.
Yes.
Do you have something you'd like to share with the rest of us? Amazing Larry.
Boy, I'll say. I'm going to go start a paperoo right away.
My favorite line in the movie. Spies Like Us, terrible film.
Oh, come on now.
Nah, I don't
like
it.
Spies Like Us.
Don't like the song either. Vision Quest is an underrated film. I enjoy that one.
I love
much.
That movie.
I really love that
Lunatic
movie.
Lunatic Fringe.
Yes. Well, what was the name of the guy he was wrestling?
Shoot.
Yeah.
Big Shoot. And then you had my little hottie, Michael Schauffele.
Yeah, you did. Oh. Yeah, didn't he have that big mohawk in the movie?
He's a pretend Indian.
Yeah.
He's just pretending.
Ronnie Cox was the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And they took in that actress.
Linda Fiorentino.
She's in Gotcha. You remember Gotcha?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha where I want you.
Anthony Edwards when he had hair.
Mm-hmm.
And Police Academy 2 and Fletch.
Oh, Fletch.
All these quotable films.
So good.
Although I think all the Police Academy movies are on Netflix now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. God, if only I were a stoner. Okay, let's move on to TV from 1985.
Okay.
VH1 begins. On January 1st, 1985.
For your parents.
For your parents? It really was for your parents. Did you guys watch it back then?
No.
I don't know that we got it anyway.
Absolutely not.
We didn't get MTV till when, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know.
86 or something,
yeah,
like that?
Something like that.
And we sure as shit didn't have VH1. It was the first WrestleMania in 1985.
Yes, it was. Such I was so excited.
Nick at Night debuted in 1985.
Oh, really?
Yes.
God.
Live Aid is 1985.
Didn't care about it.
Family Feud ended its first 9-year run. And eventually Richard Dawson came back and hosted it again for a little bit, but...
Was that Ray Combs that was on it
then? No,
it was still Richard Dawson then.
Dawson till 85, then it took a hiatus, and it came back with Ray Combs.
And he killed himself.
Yeah, sad. Let's see, Letterman did his first top 10 list in 1985. It was things that almost rhyme with peas. Dennis Miller and John Lovitz joined the 11th season cast of Saturday Night Live, and Elmo debuted on Sesame Street.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't do Elmo, man. Voices are debuting TV shows that year. Moonlighting.
Oh,
Mr. Belvedere. Now, I only wrote down ones that didn't get canceled right away. Larry King Live, 227, The Golden Girls, G.I. Joe, Spencer for Hire.
I loved that show.
So did I. Growing Pains, MacGyver, Amazing Stories, and Jem.
Oh, wow.
Shows that ended in 1985. The Dukes of Hazzard, Jeff's favorite show, It's Your Move. Alice.
Dingy!
Yeah.
V. That show didn't have much of a life. Charles in Charge, which again returned in 87 on a syndicated, in syndication. The Jeffersons, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
God, I didn't know it ran that long.
It ran forever. Voltron and Glitter.
Wow.
Yep.
Voltron.
So do you guys have anything to add?
I saw a picture of, it was like Ice Cube next to Bill Cosby, and it said, what if, like, 20 years ago, you showed this picture. Somebody said, one of these people is going to be making family-friendly Disney movies. And the other one's going to be accused of sexual assault and rape. Who do you think it's going to be?
You have to think to yourself, do you have to... Eddie Murphy has to have a little bit of schadenfreude about this whole situation.
I'm sure he
for
does.
As much shit as he took from Bill back in the day.
Sure, absolutely.
Just a little bit.
And now, a long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids, parents, grandparents, and a gay-ass one-legged neighbor named Skip. It connects with everyone, whether you're gay, straight, have two legs, one leg, or neither. The letter comes from Clara, and Clara writes, Dear Kid, start it again. No, go ahead and play it again, over the record. See, when you come out of those slow-tempo fucking records. Look, I want a concerted effort and someone to use his fucking brain so I'm not playing a slow song into a fucking gay amputee story. Ponderous, man. It's fucking ponderous. And I also want to know what happened to the tentacle porn I was supposed to see.
Timmy, Tim Kasem, my God.
And now, on with the countdown. The top 10 songs of 1985. Coming in at number 10 is a band from, I believe it was Europe.
Somewhere in Europe.
A country in Europe where they speak English. I can't think of the name. Their name startled a lot of people. It was called Aha, and a song called Take On Me. At number 9, Madonna, the great whore of the 80s, spread her legs and farted out crazy for you. You get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. It's Dire Straits coming in at number 8 with Money for Nothing. Which is pretty much what my final wife got. Everybody wants to rule the world, including Hitler. Coming in at number 7, Tears for Fears. Hall & Oates climbed their way to number 6 that year with a little ditty called Out of Touch. Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan, Shaka 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 Khan, Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock you. Let me rock you, Shaka Khan. Let me rock you. That's all I want to do. I feel for you. Number 5. I want to know what love is. It certainly isn't marrying a dumb blonde with fake tits who ended up going on Cheers. Foreigner at number 4. Speaking of masturbating in a hedge, Wham comes in at number 3 with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
The 80s whore Madonna spread her legs again and farted out like a virgin, which is ironic because she was so far away from being a virgin. And coming in at number one, can I get a drum roll? Wham! Careless Whisper. Isn't it funny? Everybody thought he was talking about a woman. Some honorable mentions. Starship, We Built This City. Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love. Don't You Forget About Me, Ronald Reagan's theme song. USA for Africa recorded We Are the World, probably one of the worst songs in history. And Phil Collins, Confused Stutterers Everywhere, with Sussudio. And now, on with the countdown.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Casey. That was very nice of you. Yes, 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 yes. So.
I love Sussudio and American Psycho.
I like the song Sussudio.
Yeah, I do too.
Sussudio. Phil Collins doesn't record shit anymore, does he?
Yeah. Well, no, he was getting back on track, and then he just recently had to stop again. He got hurt or
poor
something.
Fella.
Yeah.
You guys ready to do some staff picks?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do some staff picks. Steph, you kick it off.
Okay.
You took mine.
Did I take it?
You
can have it back.
No, it's too late. Go ahead.
Oh, God, Tim. Well, I had a couple, so I'd share
do both
it with
of
you.
Them. No, go ahead. Do both.
Okay. Well, my first one is Snowfall.
Okay.
As you know, a new show that's premiering next Tuesday on FX, July 5th at 10 o'clock, and it's all about how crack became king in the early 80s, created by John Singleton.
My wife just interviewed them on Good Day Atlanta.
John Singleton?
Mm-hmm. She said he was really nice.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
When did it air? When was this?
Sometime last week. She spoke about the difference in having the cast and the director of that show. And then over on the other side, they were waiting for the next guest, which was Jermaine Dupri.
Hey, well, come on.
Yeah.
Leave JD alone.
Yeah.
What is he getting ready to do next season of the Rap Game?
I think so.
I watched the rap game, so that's why I know. But anyway. Yeah. So Snowfall, then it's going to like parallel. You got the CIA, then you got this kid that he was going from weed to selling crack, and then you got some wrestler involved, and then there's this girl who's the daughter of some Mexican crime king.
Yeah.
So there's all these different storylines that are all going to collide. So it looks pretty cool.
Cool.
And, you know, you got Singleton, who's director of Boys in the Hood and Higher Learning and Baby Boy. So, I mean, he's pretty deft hand. That's also why they say the Tupac movie sucks so bad, because he walked away from it a couple of years ago. So.
Good.
Anyway, so Snowfall sounds like it's going to be good. Another thing that I'm watching, it's so good on Amazon Prime. I'm like the biggest, like if I could rape any man, living or dead, Paul Newman, I would dig him up. I would defile him. I love him so much. You just don't even know. I'll watch anything that he's in. I'm crazy about him. I think he's the greatest everything ever.
I did not know that about you.
I'm psychotic about him. So there's a documentary that Adam Carolla directed a couple years ago. I never saw it, but it's on Amazon Prime now. It's called Winning, and it's the racing life of Paul Newman.
Winning.
Yeah. So I guess he was in that movie, Winning, in 1968. With it was him and Robert Wagner. And they had to race.
Robert Wagner.
Exactly.
Number two? No, number one. Number two. He's number two.
Yeah, number two. Exactly. Yeah. So they had to race for the movie, and he just fell in love with it immediately. And he was 48 years old at the time.
You know Robert Wagner's favorite joke?
Does it have something to do with throwing Natalie Wood off the boat?
No, it's what kind of wood doesn't float.
Oh, God. So it did have something to do with throwing her off the boat.
Christopher Walken was also there. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
But
so Winning, the racing life of Paul Newman.
Winning, the racing life of Paul Newman. It's really good, and it tells like all about his whole backstory with him getting into racing and all this other kind of stuff. And it's great. I mean, Adam Carolla did such a good job directing it, and it's very good. And I have two other little picks real quick I'm going to add. Since Ira isn't here, I'm going to take his picks too.
Okay.
So Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys, I don't know if you're a fan of Black Keys, but his album he released about a week and a half ago, I've been listening to it like crazy. It's such a big pocket full of sunshine. It's called Waiting on a Song. So if you need to be uplifted now, because
I keep
getting
them confused with the Black Lips.
I don't know who the Black Lips
are. They're a local band.
Well, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like, it's such a happy, good time. So if you need like that kind of a thing, Waiting on a Song is the name of the album. It's so good. Please listen to it. And my last thing is, and I was listening to it today, so fucking good. Edgar Wright, the director of Baby Driver, the director of Shaun of the Dead, the director of Hot Fuzz, he is on the Nerdist podcast that dropped today. It is so good. Listen to it. He has so many great stories. He is hilarious. And I wouldn't spoil it for you at all. You have to listen to his stories. They're so amazing. So Edgar Wright on the Nerdist podcast.
Fucking Ira.
All right. I'm looking at the cast of Jeff's staff pick, and I'm like, half of these people could have been on the original series, but go ahead.
Yeah, my staff pick is Battle of the Network Stars, starts Thursday, June 29th on ABC.
Yeah.
And it's got a bunch of people on it. Like, you're going through the list there.
Yeah, you got Bronson Pinchot, Tom Arnold, Dave Coulier, Tracy Gold.
AJ Michalka. That means our friend Dan's going to be watching.
Yeah. Joey Lawrence, Lisa Welchel, and Kim Fields. You know who they are.
Is stars in quotations?
These are
people who were stars at one time. Donna Mills and Misha Barton are on a team together. And the other team is Olivia Diabo, Sherry Belafonte, Anson Williams.
Yep.
See what I'm saying? These guys were on the original fucking show. How's Anson Williams
still?
Some of
these people were on the original
Patsy's
one.
Patsy's got to be
Adrian's
like 65.
Adrian's on the original.
I know. You got Joanna Krupa, Nick Lachey, Tracy Bingham. Let's move down. Eric Estrada, Lorenzo Lamas, Todd Bridges, Dave Foley. I guess he's not doing much. Marley Matlin.
Matlin?
Mary McCormick? Who's Mary McCormick? Isn't she from
McCormick?
No, Mary McCormick. Oh. I don't know who that is. Elizabeth Rome, Corbin Burnson, who's great on American Gods.
Yeah.
Catherine Bell, Greg Evigan, Ted McGinley. Those are two
BJ
names.
BJ and the Bear?
Yeah, two names straight out of the Happy Days and Married with Children, and then Greg Evigan from My Two Dads and BJ and the Bear.
Mary McCormick was on House of Cards. You know who she is. She is Mary McCormick. She was on House of Cards. She was on that movie, K-Pax.
Okay, now I know who you're talking about.
She was on ER for a while.
All right.
West Wing.
Hang on. Listen to this one. Jimmy Walker, Mackenzie Phillips.
Yep.
Give me a fucking break. Okay, I'm watching this.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, that's why you got to watch it.
Listen to this one.
People might die during the game.
Famous TV families. Danny Bonaducci, Barry Williams, Willie Ames?
Yep.
I thought he was dead.
Charlie and Tilton? No, Willie Ames is alive.
Are they playing bridge? I mean, what could they possibly be doing? They can't be doing anything too physical.
Kickball?
Yeah.
So, check that out. Jeff, if you want to plug it again.
Battle for the Network Stars starts Thursday, June 29th at 9 p.m. on ABC.
Okay. Well, check that shit out. All right, here's my staff pick. Long Strange Trip on Amazon Prime. I believe this was released as a movie, too. It's 4 one-hour episodes. For 30 years, the Grateful Dead were the most unlikely success story in rock and roll. At the peak of their popularity, they were the highest-grossing concert act in America. But they did it by breaking all the rules. And that's, of course, the plug from the website. But it is on Amazon Prime. You can check it out. It stars Jerry Garcia, Phil Lesh, and Bob Weir. I don't know why they didn't give credit to the other guys in the band, but there you have it. I'm going to check that out. I keep forgetting that I have Amazon Prime.
It's so good.
But I don't have a Fire Stick. I need to get a Fire Stick.
I'm going to go back to tell you again, watch Fortitude. Oh, my God, that fucking show. It's got me by the
fucking...
It's got me so good. It's so good. The Tooch.
The Tooch. Stanley Tooch.
Oh, my God, he's so good in this show.
So there's my picks, guys. So what do you think?
About?
Oh, I don't know, the weather.
I feel like it was really good today. I was happy about that. It was nice.
I would like you guys to look for my podcast with Shani B.
It's
the Tim and Shani B Experiment podcast, which will be delivered every week, whether we're on the air or whether we record it as a podcast. It'll always be delivered to you as a podcast once a week, starting very, 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 very soon. We will be on the air again live on July 12th, which is a Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. We're filling in for the wonderful and talented Mark Arum.
Yay!
And, of course, catch me every day on the Von Hessler Doctrine between 11 and 1. Jeff?
Hey, Mary McCormick was Alison Stern in Private Parts. That's how you know.
Ah, I used to love her. Anything to plug?
I'm not plugging. Well, I mean, I guess I would. I'm going back to volunteering.
Oh, yeah?
Thursday, I'm starting at, God help me, Gwinnett County Animal Shelter.
Nice.
I'm doing my orientation. I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know if I got the guts or the balls to deal with going to a county shelter, but I'm doing it from a tubby because that's where I got him from.
Yep.
And I thought if I can...
Hope you like pit bulls.
Oh, there's tons of them. Yeah, yep. that's what tubby was. But I don't know if I can handle it because it is a kill shelter, but I'm going to give it a shot, see what I can do, and wish me luck. But anyway, Gwinnett County Shelter, they're doing their best, and it's all run by volunteers now. And they also have a great program. They have the jail dog program, where the guys at the jail and the women, they take care of the cats, and the guys at the jail take care of the dogs. And
awesome.
It's a great program. It really is. So anyway,
Jeff, anything to plug?
Nope.
Except your butthole.
Yep.
Hey guys, don't forget to check out BurgerBox. Just go to BurgerBox. That's BurgerBox.com/labyrinth. You can go ahead and sign up for your very own introductory offer. It's, $45?
Yep.
Get yourself two burgers, macaroni and cheese fries, all the fixings and sides that you need for that burger. And when you try it out, if you want to go ahead and sign up for the Burger of the Month Club, I think you can get 20% off. So just go check out the website. That's BurgerBox, BurgerBox.com/labyrinth. And congratulations to Amber Gilpatrick, who won our very first giveaway of the Burger of the Month. And I know that you're probably going to listen to this before you find out how to claim it, so we'll get to you and let you know, Amber. until next week.
Keep it.
Wait. We might have a chance to talk to Craig Gass. I spoke to him today.
Oh. Shut the hell up.
Well, figure it out. Okay?
Cool.
All right. Awesome. So I'll let you know. All right. Until next week.
Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.